Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about Birkat Kohanim. We know Birkat Kohanim has three different Pisukim. Three different Pisukim. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, number one. Ya'ed Adonai panav alecha v'yihoneka, number two. And Yisa Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom, number three. Where the Hazan calls out word for word to the Kohanim and they respond to his word. At the end of every one of those three Pesukim, the Sibur, the congregation, says Amen in unison. That's going to be the topic of this Mishnah. Ha'oved lifnei ha-teva, lo ya'ane ahar ha-kohanim, Amen, mipnei ha-teruf. A person who's Hazan, he's the one who's telling the Kohanim which words to say, should not answer Amen after they finish one of those Pesukim, because of Teruf, because of confusion. That what's going to happen, he's going to say Amen, and then he's not going to realize where he is in the order of Pesukim. If he says Amen after the first Pasuk, with the rest of the Sibur, he's not going to flow right into the second Pasuk. It may cause confusion of where he's up to. And therefore, he's not allowed to answer Amen with the rest of the congregation. V'im en sham kohen elahu, lo yisad kapav. Another halacha. If there's no other Kohen in the Bet HaKnesset, let's say he's the only person who knows how to be Hazan, and therefore they send him up. But once Kohanim arrives, there's no one else who can go up to be the Kohen. What should he do? Lo yisad kapav, he doesn't raise his hands, he doesn't do Birkat Kohanim. It's better that the Sibur doesn't do Birkat Kohanim than risk this Hazan getting confused after he does Birkat Kohanim and being unable to go back to Sim Shalom and the continuation of the Amidah. We don't want to risk that, especially in those days when there was no Sidurim. He wasn't following word for word. This was all by heart. And all of a sudden, when he's Hazan, he's not used to doing that. So if you threw this into him and he starts doing Kohanim, things could get very confusing and he wouldn't have the ability to go back to his regular Amidah. V'im haptachato shu noset kapav v'hozel tfilato rashai. But the Mishnah says if there's a certain type of person who knows the tefillah so well and he's batuah, he's sure of himself, that he's not going to get mixed up, he's not going to have the inability to get back to his tefillah, and he'll get back to Sim Shalom right away, the Mishnah says rashai. He's allowed to do that. There is no issue with this Kohen doing Birkat Kohanim as the only Kohen in the Bet HaKnesset. Just one quick point, halakha lema'aseh, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kof Kav Het, Seif Yud Tet says, En Shaliach Sibur Rashai La'anot Amen, Ahar Beracha Shel Kohanim. The Shaliach Sibur, the Hazan, is not allowed to answer Amen after the Beracha of the Kohanim. Mishnah Berurah says that's talking about those three Berachot, the three Pesukim that we're talking about. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that nowadays, when we are mitpalel mitoch sidur, and we're praying in a sidur, and we have no doubt that the Hazan will be able to continue the regular Amidah without getting mixed up, he does say that nowadays a Hazan is allowed to answer Amen to those Pisukim that the Kohanim says. But the Kafa Hayim comments on that, and he says that this is not the minhag, this is not the custom, and a Hazan should follow the straight-up ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that a Shaliach Sibur should not answer Amen to those Pisukim.